Well, you might have heard that today is National Donut Day.
Yes.
And I have yet to have a donut.
Yeah, me too. Best donuts in town, by the way, Ridge Donut Cafe.
100%.
Hands down.
Yeah. Definitely. So National Donut Day started in 1938 as a fundraiser for the Salvation Army in Chicago.
Oh, okay.
Their goal was to help those in need during the Great Depression and to honor the Salvation Army lassies of World War I who served donuts to soldiers.
I'm sorry, lassies?
The lassies.
I don't think you could. That's not a...
I don't know if that's... Is that politically correct
It's not a welcome
days?
Term these days.
No,
lassie. Just try it. Well, you can try it.
I might be able to get away with it.
Maybe.
Okay. So soon after the entrance of the United States into World War I in 1917, the Salvation Army sent a fact-finding mission to France, and the mission concluded that the needs of American enlisted men could be met by canteens and social centers termed huts that could serve baked goods, provide writing supplies and stamps, and provide a clothes mending service.
Oh, yeah.
Typically, six staff members per hut would include four female volunteers, and they were established by the Salvation Army in the U.S. near Army training centers.
Okay.
About 250 Salvation Army volunteers went to France. Because of the difficulties of providing freshly baked goods from huts established in abandoned buildings near the front lines, two Salvation Army volunteers came up with the idea of providing donuts.
Great idea.
These are reported to have been an instant hit, and soon many soldiers were visiting the Salvation Army huts, and soon the women who did this work became known by the servicemen as donut girls or donut lassies.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It was a different era back then.
It was.
Yeah,
it
donut
was.
Girls.
So in the Second World War, Red Cross volunteers also distributed donuts, and it became routine to refer to the Red Cross girls as donut dollies as well. A lot of nicknames going on.
Oh,
donut
yeah.
dollies, donut girls, donut lassies. A lot of different nicknames. In Chicago and other cities, National Donut Day is still a fundraiser for the Salvation Army. So at the 1933 Chicago World's Fair, which was billed as a century of progress, donuts were given the very lofty title of Hit Food of the Century of Progress.
Hit Food of the Century of Progress.
Yes.
Okay.
Because they were fresh and the automated machines made them quickly, they were cheap and became a staple of the working class during the Depression.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So an American named Hanson Gregory claimed to have invented the ring-shaped donut in 1847 aboard a lime trading ship when he was 16 years old.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sure.
He was dissatisfied with the greasiness of donuts twisted into various shapes and with the raw center of some regular donuts.
Mm.
So he claimed to have punched a hole in the center of the dough with the ship's tin pepper box and to have later taught the technique to his mother. And she would famously make fried dough pastries for her son and his crew to take on their voyages, packing the pastries with nuts and flavoring them with cinnamon and nutmeg.
Oh.
Yeah.
Right.
She was a bit of a donut pioneer.
Yeah, I guess the whole family.
Yeah.
He did the punching of the hole and she did the the other stuff, the fancy bits.
So over 10 billion donuts are made in the U.S. each year.
Wow.
Canada, meanwhile, produces fewer donuts, only like a billion per year.
Canada.
But with its lower population, it actually has the most donut shops per capita of any country in the world. And I bet they're all Tim Hortons.
I was going to say, I mean, to be fair, there is a Tim Hortons literally on every corner.
Right.
And then in between them in the middle of the block also.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And within the United States, the Providence, Rhode Island metropolitan area was cited as having the most donut shops per capita with 23.25 donut shops per 100,000 people.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
And a 2021 poll found that cream-filled donuts are the most popular donut flavor in America, followed by plain glazed and then chocolate glazed.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. All right, I believe it. You picked out a record to go along with the National Donut Day, did you?
Yeah, so I thought that since we were talking about donuts, we'd play Breakfast in America by Supertramp.
Oh, Supertramp, wonderful. Sarah, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
That's Supertramp, 1979, Breakfast in America. Sarah, do remind us, why did we just play that song?
Because we were talking about National Donut Day.
Yes.
And that is a breakfast of champions.
It sure is. Mm-hmm. By the way, a survey done by Rent.com says the second best city with the best donut shops, a place called Rochester, New York.
No way.
Way.
I believe it. We do have some pretty good donuts around here.
It is based on a number of donut shops and reviews. There it is. Yeah. Only Worcester, Massachusetts beats us out.
Interesting. Worcester.
Buffalo's number five, if you were wondering. Okay.
Wow.
Let's read.
Go us.
Yes. Three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. You ready?
Yes.
Go.
All right. National Donut Day started to honor Salvation Army volunteers who served donuts to soldiers during World War I.
More than 10 billion donuts are made in the U.S. each year.
And Providence, Rhode Island has the most donut shops per capita in the U.S. If you're a donut fan, Providence is a place to be, apparently.
Yeah. But it doesn't rank on this list. So on the top 10 anyway, number four.
Oh, well, good.
No, we still beat it out though. So we must have better reviews of our donut shops.
I bet we do.
Those are the two things. All right. Folks want to learn more about donut shops, Sarah, National Donut Day, I should say. Where do they go? What do they do?
You can go to my Wiki blog. Right. If you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there's a link that takes you to my blog, where I post everything I talk about every day.
We must take a moment to wish a very happy birthday.
Oh, yes.
To a very special lady.
Yes, it's my mom's birthday today. Yes. So happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Gail.
Yes.
29 again.
Yes.
All right. Very good. All right. Back again Monday with a fresh episode.
Absolutely.
All right, you're out at Fairport Canal Days this weekend.
I am, yeah. Tomorrow, 3 to 6.
Stop by, see Sarah. Tell her what your favorite Wiki Corner is.
And you're there when? Tomorrow morning, right?
Yeah, tomorrow morning.
So tell Mark what your favorite Wiki Corner is, too.
Yes, I'll pass it along.
Okay.
All right. Roberta Flack on the way, Madonna coming up, and your forecast and traffic all here on Legends 102.7.